Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. On today's program, environmentalists care very much about our land, air, and water. But when it comes to working with Indigenous people, often there's a blind spot.
Take the National Parks Movement. Yeah, that was supposed to be about protecting the environment for all, yet many Indigenous people were displaced off of their lands to make way for those national parks.
And then we'll hear about the Michigan origins of just why the United States grows so many soybeans. But first, it's time to put people over party. That's the idea driving young legislators across the country to group together in a bipartisan way. They're forming caucuses as part of the Millennial Action Project's State Future Caucus Network. Lawmakers under age 40 who want to govern in a different way. With us now are the co-chairs of the My Future Caucus, State Representative Abdullah Hamoud, who's a Democrat from Dearborn, and Representative Jim Lilly, Republican from Park Township. Both of you, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So good to have you with us. I'm going to start with you, Representative Jim Lilly, and ask you, how is the way the legislature has been working failing millennials? I mean, what are the problems that you're seeing with the business as usual in the legislature?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. So, you know, I think there's a lot of things that are working well, but one of the things that I would say is that in all the town halls that I do and all the forums that I meet with in district, I never hear anybody clamoring for less bipartisanship. And I think that that's really what this caucus is about. It's about putting together a group of people that are willing to sit down, have discussion, build some relationships. And at the end of the day, in a term-limited environment, which is what we're in, I think it's that relationship piece that's really missing, which is really sort of creates a challenge in building those alliances across the aisle.
Indeed, that's something you hear from past legislators when term limits were not there, that you had the time to build that sense of kind of camaraderie, mutual respect, and as you say, relationships. And I'm wondering, Representative Hamoud, take us more deeply into the goal of the My Future Caucus. How do you hope it would unite legislators?
Yeah, first and foremost, the My Future Caucus, the entire premise is about providing the opportunity for younger legislators to get to know one another on a more personal level. For us to actually have the opportunity to debate one another, maybe on certain issues that are surfacing, for us to visit one another's districts to understand what the problems that are being faced in those districts outside of our own. And I think providing us with that perspective then allows us to come back together and maybe work on some issues that matter to all of us. The whole idea behind the Future Caucus isn't that we're going to be this machine that pushes forth legislation. Rather, we're going to be a vehicle that brings people together, and hopefully the relationships that are built within this caucus lead to solutions down the road.
How many other state legislators have joined you in the caucus now?
You know, I think from a numbers perspective, I think we're somewhere in the mid-20s. Admittedly, it's a little bit fluid, but that's sort of where we're at right now from a numbers perspective.
And the idea is that these are legislators under the age of 40, so millennial lawmakers, and wanting to represent millennial issues?
So we say if you're the young or young at heart, so we're not going to exclude anyone. I think everyone represents millennials within their district. And so, you know, the premise behind the caucus is to try to keep the younger people here in Michigan. And so, you know, if that is something that you're passionate about, we welcome you to the table.
I'm curious, why did each of you decide to run for the legislature, and how were things different once you got there from what you expected? Why don't you start, Representative Lilly?
Yeah, so from my perspective, I think there's a lot of reasons that I ran for the legislature, but ultimately I think you can't really complain about something if you're not willing to step up and do something about it. So public service has always been a big part of what I believe in, and I've always spent a lot of time volunteering for nonprofits and serving on boards. But I view this as an opportunity to get involved at a little bit of a different level and really bring to the table some experience that I had both as a younger person. I'm technically not a millennial, but just over the cusp, but really as a business person too. And I think it's that perspective, those unique perspectives, that when we come together, when we build relationships and we share those perspectives, that's when we can be really effective as legislators.
And how were things different from once you were in there in Lansing and working day to day, how was it bit different than from what you thought it would be?
Yeah, so it's a great question. And again, I'd go back to that comment that I made earlier about relationships and term limits. I think that that's something that's missing here. I think it's very hard for people to build those relationships and be effective. From an organizational perspective, you know, if we take things back to the way businesses function, they're very hierarchical in nature. There's delineated lines of decision making. And in the legislature, there's just a lot more perspectives that get sort of merged together, and everybody comes in with sort of the same, you know, vote. And so we really got to get to a point where we trust one another, and that's hard to do without having those relationships. I think both in our own caucuses and across the aisle, taking that time and developing those relationships is something that we need to spend more time doing. But in the era of term limits, it's very difficult to do.
So what about you, Representative Hamoud? Why did you run?
You know, simply put, I wanted to be an advocate for the community that provided my family and I with everything. My parents who immigrated to the city of Dearborn, myself who was born and raised in the city of Dearborn, educated in the city of Dearborn, just trying to provide, you know, using this platform to give back to those residents. I gave my family everything.
How do you think that we got to where we are today with Congress and with state legislatures, this sense that party matters more than anything and the resulting gridlock? And how do you think this has hurt Michigan, Representative Lilly?
Yeah, so what I would say about that is, again, you know, unfortunately, and this is a statistic that came forward as we were putting the Millennial Action Project together here in Michigan, but the vast majority of millennials sort of look at public service and they don't view it as an honorable position. And I think that's created a little bit of a toxic environment here. It's puts a lot of pressure on us as legislators to perform, which I think is appropriate. But at the same time, I think there's this perception that exists that people assume that we don't get along and that we can't get along. And that's just not right. I was at dinner the other day with one of my Democratic colleagues and a business owner, and the comment was made, you know, wow, you guys seem to generally like one another. Yeah. I can't believe that that's actually the case, that that exists. And it's not always that way, but I think if we want to be effective, I think we need to have some more of those interactions, and I think we need to change the perception about what public service is really about. And I think if we can do that with some of these discussions that we have within this caucus and by taking this caucus on the road and having discussions with other young millennials, I think we can maybe change what the perception is and maybe encourage more people to get involved, which I think could take some of the toxicity out of this environment.
And if I may add to that, I mean, amongst millennials now, over 70% actually don't identify with a party. And I think that's kind of the trend that we're seeing our political system move towards. One of the difficulties is when we assumed office, and I know this is probably the case for Representative Lilly as well, we're realized for the single letter before my name, D or R. And you realize, you know, you introduce yourself as Abdullah Hamoud, Democrat from District 15. And nobody pays attention to the story of this individual that's now in office or the story of the residents that are back at the district and what issues they're facing and what solutions they need. And that hyper-partisanship just gets elevated. And we're using this as an opportunity to take a step back and say, at the end of the day, we're people and we're here to represent people. And first and foremost, we need to put people first. If we have the opportunity to do that and the willingness to do that, I really think that we can reach compromise, which is oftentimes a dirty word, but can actually be a very beautiful thing.
And that idea of a dirty word, or the idea that, you know, the party, we've got to, you know, live and die by the party. Are you getting any pushback from, dare I say, older legislators or other legislators who don't think this is the way to go?
I think we've actually united the older legislators because they're kind of jealous. You know, some of the old legislators in both the Democratic side and the Republican side actually wanted to protest outside of our caucus kickoff, jokingly. And it's because they felt excluded. I think they're just seeing these younger legislators try to come together. And I think it's just having a positive effect across the board.
And I'd just like to point out, and again, I think Representative Hamoud and I both agree. I mean, this isn't a silver bullet to solve a lot of the problems that we have here in Michigan, but I think it's at least a start. And on a lot of these issues, most of the stuff we deal with in here in Lansing is not necessarily partisan. And so if we can put together an institution that builds relationships and helps us deal with some of these decisions that we make on the margin, I think that can be very healthy.
How do you know when you have succeeded? How will you know when you've succeeded?
That's honestly, I think that is a question which we don't have an answer to. I mean, Representative Lilly and myself really built a strong relationship over the last year, just getting to know one another, speaking to, kind of our backgrounds. We have similar backgrounds in some ways. But, personally, I'm working now with several of my Republican colleagues that are from the caucus based on relationships that I've built trying to form this caucus alongside Representative Lilly. And we actually have legislation that we've introduced together, and I take that as a win. Not to say that the legislation has moved anywhere or that it's adopted by the caucus in general, but I have a relationship with individuals who I otherwise would not have, and we've actually worked together to construct a solution for a problem that both our residents face in different parts of the state.
It's worth pointing out that from a membership perspective, our caucus here contains some of what the sort of pundits here in Lansing would consider the most conservative mm-hmm. and most liberal yeah. legislators. And the fact that these folks are willing to come together and even have a discussion in and of itself is really progress.
Yeah.
The co-chairs of the My Future Caucus, State Representative Abdullah Hamoud, Democrat from Dearborn, and Representative Jim Lilly, Republican from Park Township. Thank you so much for sharing this work with us on Stateside.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.